Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Mem Beis. We left off toward the bottom of Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph, at the two dots, about six, seven lines up from where the lines get wide. First word on the line is Tan Rabbanan. So yesterday we had seen a drasha, or among the things that we discussed yesterday was a drasha of what we learn out from the pasuk of Baal Hashor Naki, that is written with regard to a Shor Tam who gores a person and kills the person. So Baal Hashor Naki, so the lima that we learned yesterday was that if the animal is Chayiv Skila, which a Shor Tam is, if it kills somebody, is Chayiv Skila, then you are not able to eat the meat, you're not able to have Hana from the meat, nor are you able to have Hana from the or, from the skin of the Shor Tam, and that's the drasha that we saw yesterday from Baal Hashor Naki. Now, we had said that there is a Man D'Amar who learns out that you are not allowed to have Hana from the skin of the Shor Tam, that is Chayiv Skila, from the pasuk of Lo Yechal Es Besaro, and we said Es Sha Tofel LeBesaro, that just like you're not allowed to have, and we said that Lo Yechal connotes both an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana, and we said, it says Lo Yechal Es Besaro, means that you are also not allowed to have Hana from that which is Tofel to the Basar. What is that which is Tofel to the Basar? So that is the Or. And then we said, well, that's good according to the Man D'Amar who darshans Es, but what about according to the Man D'Amar who doesn't darshan Es? Then we had the famous Gemara about Shimon Amsuni and Nechemiah Amsuni about whether you are Doration S or not. And so so we said, okay, so well according to the whole reason that you might learn out the Isser Hana of Hanas Oro from Es Besaro is because they learn a different drasha from Baal Hashor Naki. So we had alluded to the fact that there were Man D'Amrim who learned a different drasha from the pasuk of Baal Hashor Naki, and therefore they couldn't use those words to teach me that the R is Asur Bana. Today we're going to discuss a couple of drushas, what we possibly might learn from Baal Hashor Naki. That basically goes from the bottom of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph Amid Beis, which is where we are, all the way through the end of Mem Beis Amid Beis, different drushos in Baal Hashor Naki, what payments it might be that the owner of a Shor Tam that gores and kills somebody is putter to make. It's a rather complicated daf, but we will hopefully fight through it and be able to explain it clearly. So again, we're about 7-8 lines up from the wide lines. Mem Aleph Mem Beis. Last word on the line is Tana Rabbanan. So Tana Rabbanan Baal Hashor Naki. What does it mean Baal Hashor Naki? Rabbi Eliezer Amar Naki Mechatzi Kofer. That means that it's absolved from paying Chatzi Kofer. So let's back up. So we know that the halacha is by a shermuad that gores somebody and kills somebody. So the animal is put to death as well. The animal is chayiv skila, but the owner of the shermuad also has to make a kofar payment to the deceased or to the estate of the deceased. The kofar payment is equal to the value that somebody could fetch on the slave market. We saw machlokas 2 days ago. It's either equal to the value of the nizak or the value of the mazik. We had said that might depend on whether the kofar payment is viewed as mamon or whether it's viewed as kapara. But in any event, there is a kofar payment. Now, Baal Hashor Naki comes to teach me that if a Shor Tam kills somebody, then it is potter from making a chatzi kofar payment. So in other words, what's the havamina? I might think, just like when a Shor Tam gores an object, let's say it gores another shor and it does damage, then whereas a Shor Muad pays full nezek, a Shor Tam pays chatzi nezek. So I might think where the Muad is mechayev a kofar payment, the Shor Tam is mechayev a chatzi kofar payment. So kamash malon, Baal Hashor Naki, there is no such thing as a chatzi kofar payment. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Summer low, that's what Rabbi Lazar says rather. So Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to him, "Balu hatzmo ena mashalim ela migufo." So says Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Akiva, "I don't really understand what you're talking about here." because I don't really understand what you're talking about here, because there is no such thing, because the short tam only pays meguf, right? The short tam only pays meguf, just like by a chatzi nezek. One of the distinctions between a shor muad and a shor tam is that the muad pays mealiyah from any property that the owner has, whereas the shor tam only pays meguf. Now over here, what happens? The shor tam gores a person, and it kills the person. So the shor tam is chayiv skila. What is going to be? And we learned yesterday that once the animal gets skila, you're not allowed to have hana from the animal at all. So through what means can the owner possibly make a chatzi kofar payment? The animal is chayiv skila, and then it becomes asur b'hana. So heviyu lebeis din v'yishalim lecha. So let him say that. Let the owner say, okay, you want to collect chatzi kofar from me? You know, go to the beis din and go collect chatzi kofar from the animal. That's obviously impossible, because a shor niskal is asur b'hana, and even the skin of the shor that gets skila is asur b'hana. So what's the havamina that the shor tam would have been chayiv in a chatzi kofar payment? There's nothing left that you can have hana from that would fund the payment of chatzi kofar. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer said, kach ani benecha shedinai b'zeh. What do you think? I'm that misguided that I'm telling you a chiddush that the shor tam is not chayev chatzi kofar in a payment, in a situation rather, where the shor tam is chayev misa for goring the person and killing the person? Over there, I agree with you. It's pashut that you would not be chayev chatzi kofar in that case, because were the animal chayev misa, were the animal put to death through skila, then it would be pashut. Then it would be pashut that there is no chatzi kofar payment, because then the animal would become asur bahana. Since the shor tam pays only me gufo, there's nothing from which to make the payment. So says this, says Rabbi Lezer, ein dinai ela kishahemis is adam al pi eid echad or al pi bailim. So says Rabbi Lezer, I was talking about a case where the shor tam gores a person, but it was witness and kills the person, but it was witness only by an eid echad, or it was witness only by the hodah. Where the only way we know about it is through the hodah of the bailim, and in that case we would not put the animal to death, because we do say that kamisas habailim kachmisas hashor, just like you put a person to death only if there are two witnesses who bear witness to the act. So too by the animal, you only put the animal to death via skila if there are two witnesses. Here there aren't two witnesses, therefore the animal is not put to death. Therefore, I might have a havamina that the tam pays chatzi kofar payment. Kamash malan, he doesn't, because it says ubala sharnaki. So says the Gemara, well, what are you now trying to establish a case that either one witness saw it, or the owner admitted? So alpi bailim moda beknasu. What does it mean that the shor killed somebody, and that we know about it through the owner? But if we know about it through the owner, then you would then according to you, Rabbi Lazar, I would have a havamina that I should pay chatzi kofar because the animal is not chayev skila. But there's another reason why I'd be putter from paying chatzi kofar, because chatzi kofar is a knas. Why do we assume it's a knas? We assume it's a knas because we assume it's a knas because just like chatzi nezek is a knas, because it doesn't really bear any resemblance to the amount of damage that you caused, so too chatzi kofar is a knas, because it doesn't bear any resemblance, doesn't bear any relationship to the amount of damage that you caused, assuming you're viewing kofar as some way of valuing the deceased person or some way of making a kapara. Now, if chatzi kofar is a knas, we know that the halacha is that moda b'knas is putter. So again, it becomes pashut that it's putter from paying chatzi kofar, even without your limud from ubala sharnaki, because it's like a regular case of moda b'knas. Of course, it's putter. So says the Gemara, well, you have to add another layer, ksavar kofra kapara, that you have to say, according to Rabbi Lazar, he holds that kofar is not the knas, he holds that it's a kapara, and therefore we wouldn't apply the regular din of moda b'knas putter. Therefore, we would need a special limud to teach me that in the case of a shor tam that gores somebody and kills him, he's putter from paying chatzi kofar. Says the Gemara another answer, Tani Idach, another answer, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Said Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, kachani be'enai, kachani be'enai shadina, shadina bezeh, that do you think that I'm talking about that this case, shechayim misa, that I'm talking about a case where it's chayim misa? You're right, in that case it would be pashut that the owner is absolved from paying chatzi kofar because the animal is chayiv skila, and if the animal is chayiv skila, it's aser bahana. The short tom pays only megufo, so of course it's going to be pater from paying chatzi kofar because there's no guf from which you could sustain a payment of chatzi kofar. Ein dinai ela b'miskavin laharagas abehema varagas adam. That I'm only talking about a case where the animal was miskavin to kill an animal and it killed a person. Lemitri varag Yisrael. It was miskavin to kill a non-Jew and then it killed a Jew. Linafalim varag ben kayama. Or it had in mind to kill an Eifel, who was somebody who was basically not able to survive anyway, and then it wound up killing a ben kayama. So in that case, it's not going to be chayev. It's not going to be chayev miso. Why? Because it didn't have kavana to kill. It's pater from skila. We're going to learn in the Mishnah in a couple of days. And therefore, I might have thought, since it's not chayev skila, it's going to be chayev achatzi kofar payment. Kamash Malon, Bala Charnoki, it's not chayev. So hayam or liberesha. So which answer did he give first? Over here we had Rav Elazar made a statement. Rav Akiva asked a question, and Rav Elazar gave two answers. He said, well, either I'm dealing with a case where it was Alpi Bailim or Alpi Eid Achad, or dealing with a case where it was a miskavin to kill one person or one thing and it killed another thing. So which of these answers did Rav Elazar give first? So the Rishonim say, what difference does it make what answer he gave first? So it says, well, it makes a difference because depending on what answer he gave first, we might assume that Rav Elazar actually retracted his answer, right? Because what happened? He gave one answer that it was Alpi Bailim, and Rabbi Akiva asks, Alpi Bailim, it's Pashut Alpi Bailim because it's Moda Beknas. So that's a pretty weak answer then that Rabbi Elazar gave to Rabbi Akiva. The second answer of Miskavein, we have no response from Rabbi Akiva because in a Hanami, he's Potter from Skila. Therefore, I had a Havamine, it might be Chayev Chatzi Kofer. Kamash Malon, Bala Sharnaki, he's not Chayev and Chatzi Kofer. So if he gave the first answer first, and then Rabbi Akiva asked the question, then Rabbi Elazar gave the second answer, maybe he retracted from his first answer. Maybe he took back his first answer. But if he gave the second answer first, and then he gave the first answer, then you would have no basis for assuming that he retracted anything, because it was never Akasha asked on the second answer. So says the Gemara, so which one did he give first? Rav Kana Mishmei the Rav Amar Miskavein Amar Le Bereisha, that he gave the answer of Miskavein first, the second answer first. Rav Tavyumi Mishmei the Rav Amar Hemas Amar Bereisha. Rav Tavyumi says that he gave the first answer first. So Rav Kana Mishmei the Rav Amar Miskavein Amar Le Bereisha. Rav Kana says that he gave the second answer first, and Rashi calls the second answer Raya Gedola. That it's a Raya Gedola. Why? Because in the second answer, we definitely need the Pasuk to teach me that you're not Chayav Chatzi Kofar, because I had no there was no answer, there was no response that Rabbi Akiva gave to Rabbi Elazar about that answer, because in a Hanami, in that case of Miskavein, you would not be Chayav Skila. Therefore, I might have thought that you're Chayav Chatzi Kofar payment, Kamash Malon, because of the Pasuk, you're not. But Rashi calls the first answer a Raya Ktana for the reason that we've explained, because the first Raya was upschlugged. He said, oh, we're dealing with a case where it's Alpi Bailim, and Rabbi Akiva said, come on, even though it's Alpi Bailim, I wouldn't have had a Havamina that you're Chayav Chatzi Kofar payment, because it's a Moda Beknas, and a Moda Beknas is always Pater. So, according to Rav Kahana, who says that Miskavein was said first, Mashal etzayid sheshola dogem en ayam, it's a mashal to a fisherman who's catching fish, mishkach raver vishakil zutri shakil. So he finds a large fish, which is analogous to the Raya Gedola. Then he takes it in his barrel, and if he finds a small fish, then he takes it in his barrel again. In other words, the Gemara is explaining why after he gave the answer of Miskavein, which there was no kasha on, why he then had to go give the answer of Moda of Alpi Bailim. In other words, why would you give a weaker answer after you've already given a stronger answer? It's a mushal, it's Torah. So, right? So you keep giving additional answers. You keep learning additional Torah. So even it's like a mushal to a fisherman. Even after he catches a big fish, he's still going to take smaller fish in his barrel. Rav Tavyumi Mishmei D'Rav Amar Hemas Amar Le Bereisha. Rav Tavyumi says no, that he gave the first raya first about that he gave the first answer first about Alpi Bailim, and then Rabbi Akiva asked the kasha, and then he gave the second answer. Why? Mashal etzayit sheshola dugam en ayam. It's a mashal to a fisherman who's catching fish. Mishkach zutri shakil. If he finds a small fish, he'll take it into his barrel. Mishkach ravravi. But then if he finds a larger fish, shadi zutri v'shakil ravravi, then he'll throw out the small fish and he'll take take the large fish in his barrel. Rashi says we're dealing with a case, obviously, where the barrel is only large enough to hold one of them, which is why if he has a choice between the big fish and the small fish, he'll throw out the small fish, he'll take the big fish. So if you have a choice between one raya, a good raya, and a bad raya, so you'll throw out the worse raya, you throw out the weaker raya, and you'll take with you the better raya. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't understand this whole analogy, because why do we assume that there's only room for one raya? All right, if you could have multiple rayas, hey, so one's weaker or one's stronger, but no matter which one he said first, there's room for two rayas here. So the proper mushal asking on Rashi would be the fisherman who has a real big barrel. So even if he finds a small fish first and then he finds a big fish, he's not going to throw out the small fish to make room for the big fish. He'll just heap the big fish on top of the small fish. So okay, kasha. So we see this machlokas of which raya Rabbi Elazar said first. Tan yidach. Another limud from what we learned from Ubala Sharnaki. Totally different halacha. Ubala Sharnaki, Rav Yossi Aglili Amar Naki Midvei Vlados. That he's putter from Dmei Vlados. What's Dmei Vlados? So if the animal gores a woman and he causes a miscarriage, so the halacha is by a muad, you have to pay Dmei Vlados. You have to pay the value of the Vlados, of the fetus. Now, I might think by a shartam, you have to pay half of the Dmei Vlados because it's like a chatzi nezek type payment. Kamash Milan, you don't. So Amar Lav Rabbi Akiva, so says Rabbi Akiva, it's Rav Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva was all over these rayas here from Abala Sharnaki. So Amar Lav Rabbi Akiva, Hareyu Omer Ki Inotsu Anoshim, but it says in the, with regard to what case is the Parsha of Dmei Vlados written, it's written regarding a case where two men are getting into a fight. So Anoshim Velo Shvarim, that it says that the whole Parsha of Dmei Vlados is only when men are fighting, not when animals are fighting. So in other words, the whole parsha of Dmei Vlados is shayich only when people are fighting. So what's the havamina that I might think that when a shartam gores a woman and causes a miscarriage, that he's going to be chayiv to pay chatzi Dmei Vlados? This whole parsha is not written regarding a shor that gores a woman. So it says the Gemara Shapar Kama Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked a bomb kasha. What's the havamina that I would be chayiv and chatzi dmei vlados, that I need a pasuk of a bala sharnaki to teach me that I'm potter? It's pashut. So I'm a Rav Ula, b'rid Rav Idi itzrich. Now you need a pasuk. Salkadai dechamina anoshim velo shvorim adomel anoshim. I might think that when the pasuk says kinyatsu anoshim, when men are fighting and they cause a miscarriage, that's only men to the exclusion of animals that are like men, that are domel men, that are doma to men. What kind of animal is doma to men? One halacha about a man that we learned right in the beginning of the Masechta is Adam Muad Li'olam. A person is always considered to be a Muad Ligabe damage that he causes. So what's an animal that's doma to a person? An animal that's doma to a person is a Shora Muad. Ma Noshim Muadim, Ashvar Muadim. Just like an animal is Muad, so too a Shor is Muad. So when the Pasuk says, Ki Natsu Anoshim Yachtav, and they cause a miscarriage, it means anoshim to the exclusion of an animal that's otherwise doma to anoshim. In other words, only a man is chayiv and dmei vlados, not a shor muad. Hatam chayiv, but I might think that a shor tam, which is not doma to anoshim, because a shor tam is not muad, unlike a man who is muad, I might think that a shor tam is chayiv and dmei vlados, because of Rachmana bala shor naki de potter. Comes the pasuk of a bala shor naki to teach me that he's potter and dmei vlados. So I'm a Rava, Yitziva ba'ara v'gira b'shmei Shmaya. That what in the world? That I might have a havamina that the citizens should be on the ground. Literally, it means that the citizens should be on the ground, and the illegals and the aliens should have positions of power, which is truthfully the way things are here. It seems right, but nevertheless, it's backwards. If you're going to tell me that a shor muad is potter, then a shor tam is going to be chayiv. A shor muad is supposed to be more chumer than a shor tam. So you're going to tell me that a shor muad is patur in dmei vlados, and a shor tam is chayiv in dmei vlados. So says says Tosfos over here, top Tosfos, lo boy lemeimar tam shemechuyav mimasha muad patur. You don't have to. It's impossible that the tam is going to be mechuyav in that which the muad is patur in. Dotu mishum di ayid you patur yoser. Because says Tosfos, think about it. If the shor tam, if it does something three times, is going to be chayiv, and then once it becomes a muad, meaning it does the thing the fourth time, then all of a sudden it's going to be putter. It makes no sense. You're supposed to go up a progression, not down. Elachikamar demuad yeh putter shalol chayiv ba'da yoser me'atam. So basically, Tosva says what the Gemara is troubled with is that if you are going to be chayev for this type of damage when you're a short tam, then by definition, when you become a muad, when the halacha is more machmir in every respect, then you're definitely going to have to be chayiv. So it doesn't make sense to tell me that kinotzu anoshim is dafka anoshim velo shvarim adomel anoshim. Not a short muad. But a short time, I would have thought that I'm chayiv to pay dmei velados, kamash malan, I need the pasuk. That doesn't make any sense. There's no reason to think that a short time I would have been chayiv in dmei velados. So elam arava, it's rich. No, we need the pasuk. Why? Salchadet techamina anoshim velo shvarim adomel anoshim. I might think that the Dmei Vlados, the parsha of Dmei Vlados, only applies to Anoshim, not to Shvarim that are Domet to Anoshim, Ma Anoshim Mu'adim, Ashvarim Mu'adim, the Kalvachomer Latamim Diptiri, and a Kalvachomer that by a short time it would be Pater. Hadar Kosav Rachmana, Bala Sharnaki. So the Pasuk now comes to teach me that a Bala Sharnaki, that Tam Pater, Umuad Chayib. That a tam potter and a muad is chayiv. So the Gemara now comes to adjust its assumption that the tam would be potter, but a shor muad would be chayiv here. Okay, so Amar Leh Abaye. So says Abaye elameyata gabi boshes nami nema hachi. So let's say the same thing lagabi a boshes payment, because boshes is also written in this context, and Rashi says the kaimelon shoro shabiyesh potter. It says that a shor that's mavayish is potter. And we learn it from the same pasuk with the men fighting each other. And you know when the wife of one of the way we learn the boshes payment is from this whole parsha, the incident that's written in the Torah where you have these two men fighting. The wife of one of the men comes and sees the two men fighting, and she comes and grabs the private parts of one of the men. And so she causes him embarrassment, and it says her palm has to be cut off. And we learn it doesn't really mean that you cut off her hand. It means that she has to make a payment. What's the payment that she has to make? She makes a boshes payment. And if you're going to say that this whole parsha is only dealing by v'chiyinotsu, and we're going to say that it's only by anashim, but not shvarim, adom el anashim, then we should also say that the shor is going to be potter from boshes. Anashim v'lo shvarim adom el anashim. Ma anashim muadim, af shvarim muadim. That the shor muad should be potter rather in the boshes payment, the kalvachomer latam in diptiri, and it should be a kalvachomer that the tam should be potter in the boshes payment if the muad is going to be potter in the boshes payment. Hadar kasev rachmana bala sharnaki. So comes the pasuk to teach me bala sharnaki that it's afka the tam that's potter, and it's going to be the muad that's chayiv in boshes. So the same lima that we want to make for Dmei Vlados, to say that from the pasuk I learned that it's only the tam that's potter, but the muad is chayiv, we should have that same pasuk by boshes, because we learn boshes from the same source, from the same case as Dmei Vlados, and we should say that from this pasuk I learned that only the tam is potter may boshes, but the muad is chayiv in boshes. V'chitei machinami, and if you want to say, okay, so let's learn it that way, that makes sense, sounds like a good limud. So iachi, listen, balashar, iachi, listen, balashar naki, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omar, Potter Midmei Vlados Umi Boshes. Then why is Rabbi Yossi Aglili coming to teach me only halacha of Dmei Vlados? He should have told me that the halacha applies by Boshes as well. If we're really learning two halachas from this, you should have mentioned that we're learning two halachas from it. El Abaya V'Rava Dami Tavayu, Abaya and Rava both say like this, Anoshim Ein Asom B'Isha Yeyanshu, that the halacha is by anoshim, if there is no asan b'isha, what does it mean? If the woman doesn't die, then yeyanshu, then they have to pay dmei vlados. Yesh asan b'isha, however, if the woman does die, lo yeyanshu, then they don't pay dmei vlados. Why? Because if we say we applied the pasuk of kamle b'derabamine. However, variety is chayav misa for killing the woman, therefore he's not going to be chayav to pay dmei vlados. Because of kimle kamle b'derava mine velo shvarim. So what are we dorish? We're dorish anoshim velo shvarim the afagav the yesha son b'isha. Because even though the woman is killed, they would be chayev in the dmei vlados. Because by yeshar there is no type of principle of kamle b'derava mine. Hadar Kasav Rachmana Bala Sharnaki de Pater. That's why we need a pasuk to teach me a Bala Sharnaki, to tell me that they're Pater in Dmei Vlados. So says the Gemara, Maskefla Ravada Barahava, Baravada Barahava asks Akasha, Atu Ba'ason Talya Milsa. Is the whole crux of the issue dependent on whether the woman dies, whether there's a misa of the woman? But kavana talia milsa. I thought that the whole issue is toluy in kavana. What does it mean? It's toluy in kavana. It's toluy in whether he was miskaven and whether he was miskaven to kill the woman. Rashi explains over here. Vafilu yesh asom beisha. Even if the woman is killed, if he had kavana to kill somebody else and instead mistakenly he killed the woman, he should be chayiv at dmei vlados. Why? The sfirulei l'ravada k'rav Shimon. The Amar of Masechus Sanhedrin, Meiluin and Nisrafin, l'skavin l'aragazev aragazev, pater mimisa v'chayiv mamon. That if a person kills somebody who he didn't intend to kill, he did intend to kill somebody, just not this person, then he's pater mimisa and chayiv mamon. Then he's going to be pater mimisa and chayiv mamon. V'lesle detanad be'chiski adamar lo chalakta bein bo bein miskaven l'she'en miskaven l'chayiv mamon elo l'potra mamon v'lo yeson dekra b'chaveiro kadarish le im ein oson b'chaveiro afilo yesh oson b'isha ye'anesh v'chivan da'anoshim ahecha d'yesh oson nami yanshu ishkachas demayit shvarim bein. Okay, so the gist of Rashi is that whether you're chayev to pay dmei vlados, according to this man d'yomar in that machlokas and Masechus Sanhedrin, is not totally on whether the guy dies, on whether the woman dies rather. It's totally on whether you had kavana to kill the woman. If you had kavana to kill the woman, then you're going to be chayev misa, you're potter from the payment. If you didn't have kavana to kill the woman, even if the woman died, you're going to be chayiv in the payment, because we're not going to say kamalei but the rabbaminei, because you're not chayiv misa if you didn't have kavana to kill the woman. So ravada barahava anoshem kineskavnu zelaze afagav sheyesa shom beisha yeanshu. That men, if they were miskaven one to the other and they didn't intend to kill the woman, then even if the woman dies, then the yanshu, then they have to pay dmei vlados because they didn't have intent to kill the woman, and therefore you're not going to be chayev misa for killing the woman. Kineskavnu liisha atzma lo yanshu. However, when they were miskaven to kill the woman herself, then they wouldn't get, then they wouldn't be chayev in dmei vlados. Velo shvarim and not shvarim dafilu niskavnu liisha atzma. Even if they were miskaven to kill the woman herself, yanshu, they should still pay dmei vlados. I might think that because of Rachmana Balasharnachi diptiri. I might think that comes the pasuk and tells me Balasharnachi that they're putter from paying dmei vlados. When Rav Chagai came from Durham, they brought a brisa like Rav Ada Barahava. Okay, so Tani Yidach, another limud of what we learn from Bala Sharnaki, Rabbi Akiva Omer, now it's Rabbi Akiva giving his own explanation. Previously, we had seen Rabbi Akiva arguing and asking kashas on other people's explanation. Rabbi Akiva says, Naki midmei eved, that it's potter, that he's potter from paying shloshim shekel of an eved. Again, we know the halacha is, if a shor gores an eved of another person, then he has to pay the master of the eved 30 shekel. That's only by a shor muad, by a shor tam. I might think that he has to pay, that he has to make the 30 shekel payment. Kamash malan. He does not have to make the 30 shekel payment. V'neima Rabbi Akiva l'nafshei, that, well, hang on. Earlier we saw Rabbi Akiva asking Akash on Rav Elazar, what's the havamina that I would have thought that he's chayef to make a chatzi kofra payment? Hare, the animal is chayef skila, and an animal that's chayef skila is also bahana, and a tam is only mishalim megufo. So how in the world would I have thought that he's chayef a chatzi kofra payment? So Rabbi Akiva should look in the mirror and ask himself his own kasha. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that I don't have to make the 30 shekel payment for killing an eved? The short tam is chayef misa if he kills a person. If he's chayef misa, it's chayef skila, and it's going to be aser bahana. He's Mishalim only Megufo. How in the world am I going to make the 30 shekel payment for killing the Eved? V'neima Rabbi Kiva l'nafshe, let him ask his own kasha, v'alo atzmo, ena Mishalim ela Megufo, avila beistim v'yishalim l'cha. It's impossible to make the payment. So I'm Rav Shmuel, but Rav Yitzchak, kishakidam ba'ala v'shachto. Ah, well, we're dealing with a case of where the animal wasn't stoned. Why? Because the Bailim, the owner of the shor, preempted, he tried to head off the skila in Basin, and he shechted the animal before it could be stoned. So I might think that therefore the animal is no longer asur ba'ana because it never got skila. I might think that you have to pay from the goof of the animal. Kamash malan hoel ubark talahu. Since it's a bark tala, afal gav de shachte lo lechali mine. Even though over here this owner of the animal happened to have preempted the skila and basin, still there was no halacha that you have to pay the 30 shekel fine from the animal. So says the Gemara, well, time out. That's sort of cheating, right? Because if Rabbi Akiva could be talking about a case where the owner of the animal preempted the skila by going and shechting the animal, then iachila Rabbi Lezer nami kishakadam v'shachtu. Also Rabbi Lezer could also have been talking about where the owner of the animal preempted and shechted, and that's why it was never stoned, therefore it's not going to be asur ba'ana, and therefore I would have had a havamina that I have to make the chatzi kofar payment, and that's why I need the pasuk of a bala charnaki. So basically, whatever is good for the goose is good for the gander. If it's good for Rabbi Akiva, then why couldn't Rabbi Elazar, with whom we began the daf today, why couldn't he have answered the same thing? So says the Gemara, Hachanami, you're right. V'savar dilma islei taima achrine d'adif mehai v'nemalei. Right, but he figured that he has a better. But he figured yes, but he had a better answer. That he had a better answer. What was his better answer? His better answer was, again, we saw he had two answers. Either he was dealing with a case of miskaven, where he was miskaven to kill somebody else, killing an animal, and he wound up killing the person, or where he's not chayav skila, or we had a case where it's alpi bailib. So he thought that those are better answers than Rabbi Akiva's answer. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva's answer deals with a owner of an ox who's doing something wrong, who's trying to preempt the judicial process by shechting his animal before the animal can be stoned and based in. And he'd prefer, all things being equal, to not be talking about a case where the owner of the animal does something wrong. Rabbi Lazar nami lishnei le shekadam v'shachto. Now, why didn't Rabbi Lazar answer this? Why didn't Rabbi Lazar answer this as well? So Amar lecha hasamu diniskavin la'arugas abeima v'arugas adam the shor lav bar katalahu klal. Where the shor is miskavin to kill an animal, and winds up killing a person instead, where the animal is pashut not a bar ketola because he's not chayav misa for that type of goring, who klal desakul that the chamina nechayev. I might think therefore that he's chayav to make a payment. It's rechra lemiyute. Therefore, I require a pasuk to be memayit the payment. Aval hacha the meikara bar ketolahu lo tzarich kra. Over here, because he is Chayav Misa, I might think that even if the owner preempted and shechted him before he could actually be executed by the court, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that he's putter from making the payment, because in the ordinary course, in the ordinary order of somebody who's acting appropriately and not trying to preempt the judicial process, it would be impossible for him to make the payment because it would have been chayiv skila, it would have been asur ba'ana, it's only mishalem migufo, there would not have been anything from which to make the payment. Therefore, I don't need a limud from a pasuk to teach me that I'm putter here. L'Rav Akiva Nami Vaday Hachiyavi, and according to Rav Akiva, this should also be the case. Alam Rav Asi Hay Milsa Mipi Gavra Rabba Shmieli. I heard this from a Gavra Rabba, Mani Rav Yosi Brav Chanina Salka Daita Chamina Hol V'Yam Rav Akiva Af Tam Shechaval Bi'Adam Meshalem B'Mosar Nezek Shalem. I might think that because Rabbi Akiva says that if a tam is chovel a person, then he pays in the excess nezek shalem. So what does this mean? This means that we had a machlokas, we had a mishnah a couple of days, probably last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, about what happens if these two oxen are goring one another, they both cause damage, but one of them causes more damage than the other. So we said, well, if the animal that caused the greater amount of damage is a muad, he pays the excess nezek shalem. If it's a tam, he pays of the excess chatzi nezek. We had the shita of Rav Akiva who said that if a tam is fighting with a man, and an adam is always muad liolam, then one of them causes more damage than the other, then whoever causes more of the damage, they have to pay nezek shalem. Why? Because Rav Akiva has the shita that lagabe goring a person, a tam has the din of a muad. only by goring a person. By goring another shor, tam only pays chatzi nezek. But by goring a person, Rav Akiva Shita is the tam as a din of a muad. So, if you're going to say that the tam as a din of a muad, legabe, when it kills a person, I might think that when it kills an eved, just like a muad pays shloshim shekel fine, so too the tam who kills an eved has to pay shloshim shekel. B'shalim nami d'mei eved me'aliyah. It should have to pay the d'mei eved me'aliyah, just like the halach of a muad, and not only me'gufo, and therefore I might think that you would be able to make the payment, even though the animal is stone. Because of Rachmana Balashar Naki, therefore the pasuk comes to teach me Balashar Naki that even though I might have this havamina to say that the tam pays shloshim shekel shaleved kamashmolan, it does not. Similarly, Rav Zera le Rav Asi, so said Rav Zera to Rav Asi, va tavre Rav Elezer le Rav Akiva legzize. But Rav Akiva blunted the force of his ruling. Tanya, Rav Akiva Omer yachal yishalim min aliyah. I might think that it pays from the aliyah. Tamalomar kamishpat zeh yasula migufa mashalim veina mashalim mealiyah, that it only pays meguf. Now your whole assumption that we just went through was that the tam has a din of muad when it kills a person. Therefore, I might think that just like a muad is chayiv shloshim shekel mei aliyah, so too the tam. Kamash malan, I have a pasuk that teaches me balashar naki. But you just told me now that the tam doesn't pay mei aliyah. And again, if it doesn't pay mei aliyah, we're left with a shar who's chayiv skila. Shar is chayiv skila, aser bana, pays only me gufo. What's the havamina that I would have to make this payment? His guf is not worth anything for him to make the payment. Ella Amar Rava Itzrech Salkadat Chamina Hola Machmirna Be'Eved Yosir Meben Chorin. I might think to be machmir here by an eved. Why? Because we're more machmir by an eved than by a ben chorin. She ben chorin yafes sela nosen sela shloshem nosen shloshem. If a ben chorin is worth a dollar, then you have to pay a fine of only a dollar if you kill him in kofar. If he's worth 30, you have to pay 30. The eved yafes sela nosen shloshem. Then, however, by an eved, even if the eved's only worth a sela, even if the eved's only worth a dollar, you have to pay the full $30 fine. B'shalim nami d'mei eved min aliyah. I might have thought that you would have to pay the d'mei eved from the aliyah. Kasav Rachmana Balashar Naki, teach me that it's not the case. Tosfos says, you're sort of making the assumption that the payment of an eved is a chumra, because when it's worth a dollar, you have to pay 30, but it's also a kula, says Tosfos, because it's also a kula, because sometimes the eved is worth $100, but you only have to pay him, but you only have to pay him thirty. So the Rashba comes and says that most avodim are worth less than 30, and therefore ruba deruba winds up that this is actually a chumra. It's not a kula. So again, since you have this chumra by eved, I might have thought that the short time has to make the payment. Kamash Mulan, Bala Sharnaki, he doesn't have to make the payment. So Tanya Kavasi de Rava, we learn a brisa like Rava. Bala Sharnaki, Ravi Kiva Marnaki midme eved, he doesn't have to pay to me eved, Valo Dinu, I should be Poshut. Hol v'chai be eved, chai be ben chorin. Since he's chayy by an eved and he's chayy by ben chorin, mashachayy by ben chorin chalakta bo ben tam lemuad afke shachayy be eved nechlach bo ben tam lemuad. That just like by ben chorin we make a chiluk between tam and muad, so too by an eved we make a chiluk between a tam and muad. V'od kal v'chomer uma ben chorin shenosa and kol shaviyav chalakta bo ben tam lemuad. Just like by ben chorin, where you have to pay the full amount of his worth, we make a chiluk between tam and amud. Eved she'ein enosen lo ela shloshim. Now we're viewing it sort of as a kula. By an eved where you have to pay him only 30 shekel, no matter what he's worth, ein adin shenichluk bo bein tam lemuad. Isn't it pashut that we should be mechalek between tam and muad? So says the Gemara. Lo, machmirni be'eved yosem ben chorin. No, it's not a kula by an eved. It's a chumra by an eved. She ben chorin yafesela nosen sela shloshen nosen shloshen. The eved yafesela nosen shloshen. Because by an eved, even if it's worth only a dollar, you have to make the $30 payment, the 30 shekel payment. Yochol ye chayiv. Therefore, I might think that the shartam should be chayiv in dmei eved because of this chumra. Tamalomar Bala Sharnaki Naki Midme Evet Kamash Malan. We see in a Pasuk, Bala Sharnaki, this teaches me that he's Naki from paying Dme Eved. So tomorrow, this concludes the discussion of what we learned from a Bala Sharnaki. Tomorrow we'll pick up from other drushos of the Psukim Lagabe, what happens when a Shar kills a person.